what we do here is go back.
Yeah, good mate. Thanks for having me.
The halfway up socks.
Yeah. I didn't want to do them too high, you know.
Fucking absolutely cool.
When you're younger, you always have dreams and you always think, oh yeah, I want to play AFL. But realistically, like, especially when I started getting a bit older, I didn't actually think it was something that could come through.
Did you kick 0-11 a few years back at North Beach?
Yeah, I might have.
I need to get uncomfortable to be comfortable, and I think I need to be somewhere else to develop my football. Like, I just don't think I can stay here and grow as a player and grow as a person.
How many times have you watched yourself either hitting the winning runs or that last over?
Oh God, I think only about 300.
No, I actually re-looked at the story he was posted to look at his jersey number in case that was a question.
Really? So you did study?
Yes, well, that was anything.
Yeah, right. Do you want to go for another half an hour and give us the last question?
Yes, welcome back to the Brian Ethan Podcast, episode 115. Thank you very much. And it is, of course, all thanks to Skinbro. Use code BrianEthan20 for 20% off at skinbro.com. The essentials kit is $54.99. And I'll give a quick shout out here. I've got this rash going around my neck at the moment. Don't know what it's from. But I've just been chucking the Skinbro moisturizer on it, and oh my God, it is
works a treat.
Working well.
And Ash has stocked us up for the rest of the year, so thank you very much for that. Obviously, we'll sort our guest out later on.
So it just proves you don't have to just use it on your face. You can use it anywhere if you need to. Yeah. Hat Locker as well. Use code BrianEthan20 for 20% off at hatlocker.com.au, and of course, Cheetah Clothing as well with quality drops coming out at the moment.
Yep,
as winter, especially with the fabric as well.
As winter approaches, but waffle season, it's just around the corner.
It is.
Jake Pacini's back from the Port Adelaide Football Club to Swan Districts. Jake, how are you?
Welcome. Yeah, good lads. Thanks for having me on.
Pleasure to have you on. Well, you're back in WA after 4 years in South Australia. How have you settled back in?
No, I've loved it. Not sure Mum's happy about having me home, but no, it's good being back, being around friends and family, and fit straight back in, very happy.
Sure.
Swan Districts helped you out with a bit of work as well. So
yeah, they have. Looking after me there. So, very happy.
And they're good with that.
They are. All waffle clubs are. Yep. You put Southern Cross and Caversham on the map back in 2019 when you were drafted. Southern Cross, where is it? Is there much happening out of there?
No, there's not. It's slowly dying, which is sad. But, it's about 4 hours east of Perth. When I went there, it was only 20 kids in my primary school. So, it's very small. But, I've left. Kept lifelong mates there, so it's a good little town.
Did they just have one class or something?
No, it was about three classes, but there was about 4 years in each class. But I've still got family there, and my little cousins are now starting to go to school there. So
I have to build a statue of you down there.
For whatever reason, you decide to give up waffle footy.
Yep.
Are you going to play for Southern Cross, or are you going to play for, say, Swanath?
I don't know. Hopefully, I do get a few league games for Southern Cross. That'll be nice, Dad. And my uncle played there hundreds of games. So, it would be nice. They're trying to get me down there at the moment, but maybe in a few more years.
Yeah. Well, you're still fit, so you may as well play a decent level of footy while you can. Well, what are the memories from winning the Under 18 Champs and that whole year where you pretty much played league at Swans?
That was a great year. We had an unreal team, and there's still boys out there playing now, playing AFL, like Luke Jackson, Trent Rivers, all those boys. And I reckon that's probably one of the best state teams that WA have ever had. So we won the 16s carnival and the 18s carnival a couple of years later. So that was great memories back then, and still kept mates from that team.
Was that the year that
Regan Clark
kicked?
Remember the name.
Remember the name. That was a stacked side, yeah.
What are the memories from that game in particular?
Oh, I was all a bit of a blur. I remember it was played at Marvel Stadium, and just when that Regan kicked that goal on the siren road, I was just so grateful, and getting around all the boys and just jumping up and holding the cup up was just an unreal memory.
Was that set up like it was, I think, last year when they had Vic Country at Vic Metro finish 1-2?
Yeah,
they
I think it was.
Played that extra game. Was that set up for you guys, or was it just the last game?
Yeah, I don't know. I think because whoever we were versing, I can't remember who it was. I think it was Vic Country or something. I think we both lost one game, so I think it did come down to that game, and whoever won that was going to win the champ.
And the opposition were stacked as well. I think Caleb Sarong was in that team, Hayden Young, some others I'm probably missing. But as
Andrew Brayshaw. Would that be that year?
I think a different year, but he's obviously from Victoria. But I think there was 15 guys in that team drafted, not to mention bottom ages such as Logan McDonald and Denver as well. That's insane.
Yeah, it was a pretty stacked team. And looking back at it now, we definitely should have won, which we did, which is good. So,
yeah. Peter Sumich, I think, was the coach as well.
Yeah, Sumich was the coach, yeah.
Now, turning our attention to the draft, missing out on the first two nights.
Yep.
How were the nerves going to bed on a night two after missing out? And I guess the nerves come day three.
Yeah, no, it was a pretty nervy wait. I obviously did my shoulder like a few weeks before the draft, and I had surgery on my shoulder and I was pretty nervous and I didn't think I was going to go too early. But after night one and night two, when I was getting a bit nervous, and then my manager was sort of called me up and said, you should be going the next day. And I did. I woke up and I read my name out. I was going to Port Adelaide, so I was pretty happy with that.
Yeah. Because I feel like, well, your sister was actually a Port supporter. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So it was kind of meant to be.
Yeah, it was, until her boyfriend got drafted to the Eagles. Yes. the year after. So she switched up pretty quickly there. But no, she was stoked. And yeah, she still has a little soft spot, I think, for Port.
Because you went to the combine, the national combine, so yeah, you must have been like expected to go somewhere. But I guess that come day three, the rookie draft, like picks are coming, and it's not even televised. Like it must have been a relief, kind of, more than anything.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I didn't really do much at the draft. That's because I did my shoulder and I was in a sling the whole time. So all I could really do was just have interviews with clubs. So I really couldn't like prove myself anymore. But I'm happy that I got picked up still.
Yeah. Well, can you remember that feeling of walking into the club on day one after moving over within that same week or weekend? Did it take you long to feel at ease?
Yeah, it did. I was still pinching myself. I obviously got drafted with Mitch Georgiades, so I'm now lifelong mates with him, and he showed me the ropes and stuff like that, and he's now comfortable in playing AFL football. So the first day walking in there, I was just starstruck, like seeing players like Travis Boak and Justin Westhoff and stuff like that. And I was obviously I was injured, so I was in rehab and there was Justin Westhoff, Hamish Harlett there. I was like, what am I doing here? Like, this is crazy. Yeah. I came to grips with it pretty quickly.
And even though you would have been just happy to be on the list, did you feel at all stitched up to be given the number 48 Guernsey?
No, I didn't. I had a few numbers to choose from, but Dad was actually number 48 in Southern Cross for his years that he played there, so it sort of had a bit of sentimental value, the number 48. So I was actually pretty happy with the number.
Did they have any, like, heritage with the 48 at Port Adelaide before that?
I don't think so. There was no one on the locker there when I was in the locker. But there was a few players before me that played a couple of games, I think. Nothing too major.
Should have got the name of your dad and just say Southern Cross.
Southern Cross underneath it, yeah.
48, you can't get much higher numbers than that. Like,
I think 50 is the highest. Cam Sutcliffe was 50 when I first got drafted. So
Ben Brown's been 50 for North. And
Pickett was 50, wasn't he? Marlon Pickett.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. So,
still is, yep.
50 is more of a notable number than 48.
Yeah, that's exactly
even
right.
Even 49,
yeah.
Jai Colley.
Yeah.
48 is just nowhere in there.
Yeah. Well, first couple of years there, went through COVID, which is something every club, everywhere in the world did at that time of the year. But the club made consecutive prelim finals. What was, I guess, Ken like as a coach? And were you in his good books or bad books, copping his sprays?
No, I thought I was in his good books. Obviously, coming in as a young, skinny defender, like, there was, like, so many players that taught me a lot. Tom Jonas was the main one, but Ken was a great coach. He always supported me and got me to where I needed to be, I think. And I felt like I was close to getting there before doing my knee. And I wouldn't change it. So I was pretty happy.
So no sprays, nothing at all?
I don't think so. Not that I can remember it off the top of my head, but there probably was a few in there.
Yeah.
Well, in the space of a week, you were meant to debut and then did your ACL, which has been going around at the moment in the AFL world in the first couple of rounds, which has been pretty sad to see. But how were the emotions when, I guess, you know you're so close, but then suddenly you're so far away and you're out for a year?
Yeah, no, it was pretty upsetting. Like, I was emergency a few games beforehand in the AFL, which was good, but I think I was going a bit too hard at training and I felt the confidence. So it actually happened at the training on Tuesday, so yeah, and I was feeling good, and then just came down and landed wrong, and I thought that didn't really feel right, and went to the physios, and they were saying it's not looking good, but I was still in high spirits because it didn't really hurt as much as I heard it, as I heard it should hurt. So I was still walking around feeling fine, and then went and got scans the same day, and got confirmed the ACL, and it wasn't the best feeling. I was pretty deflated, but then had the surgery on the Thursday, and Friday morning, Kenny obviously called me up and said I was more than likely going to debut that week against North Melbourne, which is pretty deflating, but there wasn't much I could do about it.
So you didn't know you were going to debut before you did it?
Nah. Because it was only Tuesday.
I don't know. Were you happy? You wouldn't be like... you kind of wish you didn't say that in a way.
Well, it's good and bad, I guess. Knowing
shows
that
you're on the right track.
Exactly, I was knowing I was there and ready to play football, AFL football. It was also pretty deflating knowing that I'm not going to make my debut that week and in a hospital with my knee hurting.
Did you have anything outside of footy during those injuries to sort of lean on? Because I guess we've heard athletes who are injured, whether it's footy, cricket, and sometimes when it's their full-time job, they have nothing to fall back to and it can really affect them.
Yeah, I didn't have too much. I guess I had lots of support from the boys around me and a lot of PlayStation at that time, so that kept me pretty busy. But nah, there wasn't too much. I was doing like a building course at the time, but I didn't really want to do anything at that moment of time. I was pretty deflated. But I guess... golf as well. I played a lot of golf, so all I could really do was just sit there and putt. I feel Zach Butters and Mitch Georgiades bought me a putting green at home, so I could just work on my putting. But there wasn't a whole lot that I could do. I just read books as well mentally. That's all I could really do.
So you couldn't go to the driving range and just stand there, move your legs, just all shoulder work.
I could have gone to the chipping green. I'm sure I could have done that, but no, all putting.
Yeah, right.
Was the writing on the wall? A little bit with the delisting because you were still contracted for 2024, but then I guess the club brings in two key defenders in the trade period. So what was your thought process? Because that was happening for a few months, even like last year, Asava was getting rumoured and that's like your position, Brandon Zach Thatcher. So was the writing on the wall a bit?
Oh, it was actually a bit of a surprise to me. I guess I had my exit interview. Obviously, you have an exit interview at the end of the year, all players. And I didn't really get an inkling from the club that I was on the out. They just sort of said, have a good pre-season this year and see what you can come back and just have a good year. And then a few months later, I was getting called and I got delisted, and the same day they announced it. So it was pretty bit of a shock, and I guess it wasn't like the best feeling, and not the best way the club could have gone about it, I guess. So I wasn't very happy about it, but there's not much I can do now, and hopefully just prove myself and get back on the list.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
When you think about it. But main reasons, like?
Oh, they just sort of said, there's defenders that are going to be in front of you and it's going to be hard for you to get game now. So, not even my manager hardly knew before me. So, it was all a bit of a shock.
You couldn't get traded elsewhere?
I think it was a bit too late for that. Yeah. Apparently there was a few clubs that I could have trained on with, but they just got key defenders in the draft as well. So that sort of deflated those ideas as well.
Tom Brown, there was a fake tweet that went out. I don't know if you saw Tom Brown, like a fake Tom Brown page said
a
like
couple of them.
Said Jake Piscini is like going to sign a 1-year deal with Carlton. Or something.
I saw that a couple. Mum showed me a couple of days ago. I don't know where that came from. Like, I think they got me mixed up with Arazio, I reckon.
Yeah. when you're there for 4 years, I feel like two things can come from that. The full-time, high-intensity environment can leave you motivated for another chance or potentially the complete opposite.
Mm.
Where do you sit with that?
No, I definitely feel like I'm good enough to play AFL football and I didn't get to show that. So I'm definitely still pushing for a list spot in an AFL club and to show and prove myself that I'm a good enough footballer to be at the top level. I've definitely still got the hunger there. I'm not going to quit. So I want to prove to Port Adelaide and players out there or people out there that I can be at the top level.
You trained on the West Coast, correct?
No, I didn't train on the West Coast. I was going to go to their waffle side and so I was going to be able to train on with their AFL team, but I decided to go to Swan Districts.
Yeah, okay. I swear I saw you involved with the West Coast.
Someone else?
Not me.
Someone else, yeah, right. Okay, well, as you said, you're returning to Swans, so like you said, you were going to go to West Coast potentially. But was that always what you wanted to do? Come back to Swans?
Yeah, definitely. Swanies looked after me from a very young age. So yeah. I guess I was very comfortable. I still know a lot of boys there. I don't think it was that hard of a decision to go back to Swans. I'm very happy going back there.
How are the boys shaping up?
No, we're looking very good. We beat West Perth last week in a practice match. So, yeah.
What did they do last year? They make finals? They didn't they?
West Perth. They finished. Oh no, sorry, they didn't. They missed out actually.
Oh, did they? Okay.
They won the flag. Yeah, still and then they just
pretty strong. Pretty strong side.
Yeah, they are. They're a good team, and there was a blustering win though, so it was a pretty hard game to get control of. But yeah, we got Subi this week, so hopefully we can take them down. Would be nice.
And outside of preparing for the waffle season, obviously work at Swan Districts, but how have you adapted to the transition out of the system?
It was pretty hard at the start. Obviously got to start doing something outside of football, and Swan Districts working there a couple of days a week has helped me out doing just some footy clinics at schools and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's made it pretty easy.
Yeah, will you follow the boys closely? How do you reckon Port will travel this year?
They should do pretty well. Like, they've got a pretty strong team. I still talk to a lot of boys. I lived with them, Drew, for the whole 4 years I was there, so still keep in touch with him. Zach Butters, Mr. Georgiotti, so they're all looking comfortable, and hopefully, they'll see how we go round one against Eagles.
What was the training facility like there? Because I was watching the Port Freo pre-season game, but I think that was actually at Port's.
Yeah.
What's the facility Albert like?
When my last couple of years I was there, they were actually upgrading it. So I was actually, I didn't get to see the new facilities there. So we were on the other side where the females are sort of based, and they're pretty nice over that side. So I'm assuming the new side would be pretty fancy as well.
Yeah. I thought they were finished a while ago.
They've been working on it.
Just recently they finished.
Yeah, the start of this year I reckon they just finished. Yeah, it was meant to be ready like a long time ago, I think. But right. Yeah.
What was the nightlife like in South Australia? Did you go out much? Did you get recognised?
Oh, there's a few nice bars. I don't know about the clubs. They're weird. They're all underground over in Adelaide, so you have to go down these in some like a bit of a dungeon. But it's nothing like Perth. But they have really nice bars, like down side alleys and stuff like that, which is nice. Yeah,
plenty of people going over to gather around.
Yes, a lot of people are. Yep, it's going to be busy. Well, we'll move on to the Instagram Q&As. Start off here from Chels_1618. What shampoo do you use to keep your hair so nice?
Shampoo. I actually don't. I hardly wash my hair. When I wash my hair, it just goes soft and falls. So,
yes. I hate that.
The other day, I actually used this Lynx body wash, which is probably not the best idea for your hair, but I had to give it a bit of a wash.
Mitch Georgiades. Now, this question was put in our original questions, but then Mitch sent it in last night. Why is your nickname Citrus? Is that how you pronounce it?
It is, yeah, Citrus. No, it was at my first camp with Port down in, it was up in Maroochydore. And then I went to just grab a Gatorade out of the fridge. Oh, no, Ollie Wines actually went to grab a Gatorade out of the fridge, and he said, do you want a Citrus flavour? And then Jared Leenan was like, did you just call him Citrus? And that's just all out. So it's a silly story, but all come from a Gatorade.
Stuck.
Hayley Fazio. How loud are the Swans fans at Bassendean and away games? But I guess you haven't really expected that yet.
Yeah, you've
heard about it though.
Yeah, they have. I have played one league game for Swans at Bassendean, and they're pretty loud at the Canbar there. There's a few swear words.
Got the Canbar and the Swans bar on the hill.
Yeah, they do get pretty loud. Yep. So that's why we love our supporters.
Yeah.
Alex.Burton24, favourite memory with footy.
Favourite memory, I reckon that state championship, Saturday's Carnival winning, that was pretty special.
Did you boys go hard after that?
Well, we jumped straight on the plane and had to come back home from Melbourne, but I think we did go pretty hard when we got back here. It was a good time.
Yeah. Caleb Johnson _, closest mates from that under-18 WA side?
I'm still mates with everyone. Luke Jackson, Trent Rivers, Jeremy Sharp, all those boys. Mitch Georgiades, he didn't play. Riley Garcia, actually, I'm probably best mates with. I went to school with Riley, so I completely forgot he actually played in that team. But Riley.
I mean, he did his ACL in that game.
Yeah.
He got a mention the other week with Tom.
He did.
About that ACL. And he went to the bench and started coaching, apparently.
Yeah, he did.
Moving the magnets.
Yeah, and the Bulldogs saw it and were like, yeah, there's a character. Caleb Johnson again. What's something you wish you had have known about the AFL system before entering?
Just how much sleep you need, I reckon. I remember my first few weeks there, I was dead. Like, it actually takes it out of you, but you get used to it. But yeah, I reckon sleep and nutrition and recovery is the most important thing in football, I guess. Just keep your body right, just to try and stay away from injuries, which I unfortunately couldn't do.
Why is sleep so important? Is it because you guys are starting early? Or
yeah, early like starts.
You'd be a night person, I'm assuming, because of you're struggling?
No, it was... I guess you do feel tired. Like, the early starts, yeah, it does get to you, but you have big days and training's hard, long training weeks. So I guess like sleep, and it's probably the main form of recovery, sleep. So you need to get your body right to get ready.
Footy is a dream job for a lot of people, but when it's your hobby, or I know it starts to get serious as you might go up, do you get sick of it? Like, it's your full-time job. Is it, does it like feel different as a job compared to like playing on the weekend, like juniors? Like,
you still have the love of football, I guess. But like, I feel like when I got drafted, I didn't really want to watch football as much. Like, you sort of did get sick of it a little bit, but nah, I guess you can't really, once you love it, you can't really get rid of it. Yeah. Like, you're stuck with it.
Because I think Dan Gorringe said that, Dan Gorringe is obviously doing what he's doing, but like, he said that if you ask 80-90% of players once they come out of the system, they don't love football anymore. Like,
yeah, well, I don't support anyone. I guess it's hard to support someone once you've been on an AFL list, so I don't really follow anyone in the AFL. I just sort of watch it to watch football now, so.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll move on to the quiz. Now, we said off air that you're not very, you don't know your stats very well.
I always say that.
But everyone says that. Who said that? Malachi, I think it said it last week, maybe?
Yep.
Yeah, I reckon it was. And he said, well, he got onto it. Got a flyer. Just got missed some questions by one figure or so. But yeah, the pass score is about 10, and the only footballer we've had so far is Malachi Champion, and he's got that pass score of a 10. So possible 14 up for grabs here.
All right, we'll see how we go.
What is your height and weight on the Sandful website?
The waffle time. One, I don't think, has been updated.
Yeah, no, I saw the waffle one the other day, and I'm definitely not 79 kilos. So I'm going to guess 89 and 192.
192 is correct, but 92.
Yeah, okay. I thought they sort of might have pushed it down a bit. But
so is that, what would you say, 79 kilos? Is that from your Colts year?
I'd assume so, yeah. I'm definitely not 79 kilos anymore, yeah.
Well, you get half a point there. Yeah.
First half a point of the year. Oh, no, so it's second, definitely not. Sorry.
Yeah.
Number two, you played 33 Sandful games in your time with Port. How many of these 33 were last year?
20. How many games are in here? I played every single game. 22, 23?
Apparently it's 19.
What? Okay, that could be right.
Fires, I don't know.
Counting pre-season games?
Yeah, no, I was trying to find out how many games, because I played every game last year. I'm not sure how many games was in the season. We made finals as well, so I played a couple of finals games, but yeah, no, that's probably right.
19, all right, well, still half a point. Question number three. I like this. I was actually playing this morning, AFL 23. What is your rating in the video game?
I reckon it's 68.
Ooh, it must have gone down.
66.
66. You definitely would have known as soon as the game came out.
As it came out, there was a big... I was rated 79, and there was a big kick up about it because I was a rookie coming from playing for Port Adelaide, and there was I was the highest rated draftee that year. So,
yep, glad you mentioned that because there was a post that went up says a Port Adelaide rookie by the name of Jake Pacini has a 79 overall rating in the new AFL Evolution game. So that was 2020.
Yeah,
the first. That's a higher rating than the likes of Jaden Stevenson, Marlon Pickett, Rowan Marshall, Matt Rao, Bailey Smith.
Okay. Gosh,
that's a good person.
Yep. So, I don't know. Unfortunately or fortunately.
I slipped him a bit of cash, so.
Cheeky sling.
Were you playing as Port this morning? Was Jake in your team?
No, I was playing. I was playing my management career mode with West Coast. But we're still 0.5 from 3. We need a bit of a kick here.
Number 4. Who was your last ever official game for Swan District's Colts against?
East Perth?
Correct.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think I remember it.
1.5 from 4. Question number 5. In your only league game thus far in 2019 for Swan District's, how many touches did you have?
12.
Correct. 2.5. We're flying now.
Number 6. Now, we said you wore number 48, but then you transitioned to the 24.
Yeah.
Who replaced you in the 24 Guernsey for Port this year?
Sweet.
Correct.
Yeah. I was pretty happy with him.
Question number 7. So, what are we? 3.5. Mm-hmm. We're fine. How many points did you beat Vic Country by in that under-18s decider?
Oh, I knew it can't have been much. 2 points?
Five. I think it was. I don't know if any scores happened after.
Yeah, I think it was. Nah, I think there it was for a draw.
No, because the siren went as he kicked, like.
Oh, I did it.
As he kicked
the siren. Yeah, but if he missed, it was going to be a draw, I'm pretty sure.
I think I thought he kicked it. Behind and then.
I thought it was like 20 seconds left when he kicked it, so I'm obviously wrong.
Still. Where are we? Question number 8, 3.5. We need to get a fly here.
Number 8. Are there more or less than 5 players who have been on AFL lists from the current Swan Districts League squad? More or less than 5, including yourself?
Less. No, that's wrong, is it?
There's more. Apparently there's 8.
8?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yourself, Sydney Stack, Jared Cameron. That's 3 I can think of straight away. Tony Knott.
Jesse Glass.
Yep.
Bradley Lynch, yeah. That's so bad, Motley.
Yeah. Jarvis Painter. Yeah.
Will Collins.
Will Collins.
That's so bad. I knew this too.
Don't think there's going to be anyone in the 60s and 70s that have played AFL or been in an AFL squad.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's horrid. Yep, I should have knew that.
Jarvis Painter, did you say him?
Yeah, Bayok. He was a rookie at West Coast at one stage.
Still 3.5. I have a bonus question.
I told you I'm horrible with stats.
I've got a bonus question. If we're really struggling by the time we finish, I'll throw out another question. Question number 9. When was the last time Swan District's league side played finals?
Jesus.
It's not that long ago.
Was it 2 years ago?
Well, what do you class 2 years ago as? 21 or 22?
2. 1.
21.
Yeah, I said 1.
Yeah, we'll give you that.
Okay.
4.5.
I don't think you're going
to. That would have been the game where Frank Anderson did his ACL, yes, I'm pretty sure. And it was up at Joondalup against West Perth.
Yeah,
that
right.
I remember correct. That. Question number 10, Ethan. Now, this could second potentially go question. To 9.5.
Second last question. Have you got the. We'll do the. The last one.
No, I don't need the bonus.
I was only going to do the bonus if we're really struggling.
I'm struggling. Yeah.
But if he gets this, if we get this right, then he's going to go to 9.5, and he'll be what? Third.
To who am I? We haven't done a who am I in a while, but basically it's someone related to where you're from, etc. Not like a family member, but 5 points if you get the birthday, and then we go 4 points, 3 points, just as each line goes down, and more points, less points up and grabs.
Okay, here we go.
I was born on the 27th of February, 2005. Quite young.
2005? Yep.
No. Just celebrated her 19th birthday, I would assume.
You say her?
Say her. Oh, I thought it was he. I don't know.
Any random guesses? There's no stupid guesses.
Nah. If 2005, we've got no idea.
I captained WA's under 18s last year.
Am I close to this person? Like, would I know this person very well?
I feel like you would know them. I don't know about like personal connection, but certainly the next line should give you a bit of an indication of who it might be.
Yeah, I'm not sure who captain there team last year.
Okay. I'm the last person to be drafted from the same junior club as you, Cavisham.
Riley.
Correct.
Correct.
So that's 3 points.
I didn't know he captained the side.
He did. And then the last bit of that was my WA number, which is 17, is also the same number for North Melbourne this year.
Yep.
And then rebounding defender Riley Hardwin.
Yep, I know Riley.
So that's 7.5.
Yeah.
Would I be right in saying?
Yep.
But the bonus question I was going to do was, we were talking off air. You've got a... I don't know. I'm assuming a small share because I've just seen a big owners list, but a small share in Keshi Boom.
Yeah.
I was going to say, how much prize money has Keshi Boom won? Roughly. In the 10,000 mark. That's where I want to be.
380.
Incorrect. 271, apparently.
Jeez, I gave it.
According to Racing WA, and that would be pretty accurate, I would assume.
Yeah, I'd say that is accurate.
Yeah.
Gave her bit more credit than she's due, I think.
I'm right in saying Zane True owns it as well.
He does, yeah.
Is that David Short as well that owns it? It's Mr. D. Short.
lot of owners.
Might be.
Yeah.
So clearly racing, just before you finish, is a bit of a passion for you as well.
Oh, I wouldn't say it's a huge passion, but we got the opportunity to put a bit of shares in this horse. So, no, we took the opportunity and lucky she's a good horse. So,
yes.
Pretty happy with that.
Burst onto the scene as
well. Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure, was it the first win? Well, not actually, no. I reckon it was the Burgess Queen. Big odds, was it?
Yeah, she was paying fives, I think.
Yeah.
Up against Super Smith,
but that's big for a Willie Pike Grant Alana horse.
Yeah, so she flew home. She flew
was,
home. So
was a big win. Well,
seven and a half for the
seven and a half. Yeah, outright last, not outright, not last, bottom, not equal last.
Yep, you're not alone.
Yep, yeah, no. Tommy Seagull
from down the hemisphere. Yep.
Yep,
so he's down there as well. So at least you're not last. On no, your own. Happy with you're that. On your own. Not on your own, sorry.
It's still more than 50%. 7.5 yep. out of exactly. 14.
Exactly.
15.
Yep. And that wasn't with a bonus question because did you get it right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bit ambitious with the, what would you say, 380?
Yeah, I thought it was in the threes. Yeah. Obviously not.
I have no idea. Well, hang on. I just saw it has only had 1, 2, 3, 4 starts and 4 wins. Am I right in saying?
100%.
No, 3 starts only, apparently.
Yeah, she got scratched in one start.
100% win-loss.
Take that. That's
yeah, no, I'm very happy.
It's coming back soon, I heard.
Yep.
Yeah. Look forward to that.
Yeah.
Well, Skinbro, Hat Locker, Cheddar Clothing, the links, their links will, of course, be in the show notes with their links and discount codes to get yourself some nice products. We've got Chicago Bulls. And I actually have no
trying
idea.
Trying to figure out what that team was.
NRL. I was going to Google it, but I haven't yet. It's an NRL side, but I have no idea who it is.
Just while you're looking at that, while we're speaking about horse racing, you might have to...
Oh, I think it's the Sea Eagles.
If you down the track by another horse or Citrus, has to be the name, surely. Citrus Jr.
There might be a horse out there already named Citrus. True. I wouldn't mind it.
That is good.
I did have a guess before we went on to the Manly Seagulls, and that's correct. I've got a different logo since I last had a look. But, yep, of course, well, if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, you can, of course, watch on YouTube, vice versa. Remember to subscribe, 5-star rating, give us a like. Be nice if you could. But, Jake, thanks for coming on today, and good luck for the rest of the year for Swan Districts.
Thank you, lads. Cheers.